live on the Rick and Smiley Morning Show. And I must say, I've been bugging myself to death. When is Young Jeezy coming? He is in the building.
What up,
first time we met. Young Jeezy.
He's been here once before. I think you were on vacation or something. But he's been here before.
Man, I was mad as hell.
You was mad?
I was mad, dog. I had an attitude.
Already, we here now, though.
Yes, sir, man. Pleasure meeting you, man.
Pleasure, same thing.
I used to have nothing.
But now I got a whole lot of everything.
Now I got a whole lot of everything.
Yeah.
And, yo, Jeezy, and it's one thing for Rick to shout out all those political people that he shouted out to, but on the hip-hop side, what you've done far as just, like, you know, energizing and motivating people, I mean, this is an anthem.
Believe that.
You know what I'm saying? That is not only carried through the first 4 years of the presidency.
It's our second term, baby. We back in office.
It's still good. You make Christmas in Hollis for politics.
We're going to take the gloves off this time, you know what I mean? Go to work.
Yes, sir.
You feel me?
Yeah, hey man, we excited. So did you watch the results last night? Where were you?
Of course, I went by one of my homies' spot, man. Sat down to watch it with some friends and family, some of my employees, coworkers. We just kicked it, man. Just watched the whole thing.
So was you nervous? At what point?
I'm gonna tell you when I got kind of like, hold up, when it took homies so long to come out, and, you know, and let us know what it was. You know,
that period,
Ohio.
Yeah, he didn't want to come out. I mean, I get it. You know, I understand. You know the feeling. You know,
talking about Mitt Romney.
Of course.
He called him home. What you call him?
Homeboy. I don't know him like that. You know, so I can't.
And when you don't know him like that, you just call him
homeboy.
That's what it is.
So when you got to be crafty, like when you're in a situation where you have, like, you know, a felony and you can't necessarily, like, you know, interact the way you want to, what you do. So what did your people do this election?
I mean, I think, you know, the energy was definitely different. You know what I mean? But, I just think, you know, all the people that had bad things and negative things to say about Barack and his whole campaign and what he done in his last term, I just think that, you know, the people who really believe in him, they stood tall. And it was evident when I was looking at, you know, his whole get out and everybody that was there supporting him, it was a party. They knew they had it in the bag.
Right.
You know what I mean? It went, like, if you looked at homeboys.
Uh-huh. Homeboy.
Yeah.
Look at his crowd, his party.
It was a lot of, you know.
Standing around.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that where your homeboys wouldn't have been at.
It looked like a funeral. That's all I'm saying. Let's be clear.
So, Rick, do you think this is the last we're going to see a Mittens?
Huh?
This is the last we're going to see a Mittens Romney?
Yeah, he
what you call him?
Mittens.
Oh, okay, see? I thought homeboy was better, but hey. I can't say that. You know, I think he's a smart businessman. But at the end of the day, man, you got to really look at what's going on out here, man. You know, we got to get right. You know what I mean? It's like, it's going to take somebody that the people really believe in. And I was already ready to move out of the country if he did get in office.
I wasn't going to participate in America. And the thing about homeboy, when I look at and I think everybody has a right to vote for who they want to, is a lot of the people are the same. What I love about President Obama, I'm saying people that follow Mittens, but what President Obama is, he brings together so many different people that would not otherwise be in the
young
same
people,
room.
Young people, old people. Yes. You know, women. You know what I mean? That was real. I mean, for the second time around,
right?
That's real, man. You know, that's numbers don't lie. Win is a win. Everybody keep talking about the nation is separated and all that. That's something we got to work on. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about women with no arms out there clapping for them.
You sure were. Them shoulders was gone.
They was nubbing it up.
Yep, they were. Love it, love it.
What's wrong, Jesus?
I mean, you know, I ain't gonna go that way.
I threw you off.
Yeah, you know.
So you got your new song you wrote for the president coming up next. What you name it? What's the name of it?
It's called We Done It Again. I actually wrote it a few months ago when I was in Miami. But I just wanted to kind of, you know, just, you know, get something on my chest because I felt the way. You know, when you start being criticized for something that, you know, somebody messed up in two terms and they asked you to fix it one, you know, that's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to at least get a fair shot. And
that's right.
I just felt like it was too many things going on. And everything that I thought that was going on that I could put in that verse, that's what I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the end result is we did it again. So
we got it coming up next.
That's right.
Young Jeezy's in the building, y'all.
Let's go. Ricky Smiley.
Hey. Okay.
Hey, man, congratulations, man, on your support of President Obama, man. You had a lot to do with this, too, dog.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody did, man. I think, you know, like I said, we did it again, man. You know, even for the doubters and, you know, the people that think, you know, that we couldn't get it done.
So tell us about your new song. We're going to play now.
It's called We Done It Again, man. You know, and it's basically, you know, just my thoughts, man. You know what I mean? And how I feel. So let's get into it.
Young Jeezy, y'all, right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Every ghetto in the world. Feel me out there. World. You're going to feel me. World.
Back looking to the eyes of my killer. You can take my life, but I'm still that. What does Romney know about my ghetto, to say the least? Last time your partner got killed over a caprice. Tell me that's the cost of life for box 7. Make you wanna call Katrina up. Who wrote the levy? Got nothing but love from New Orleans, they bounce back. See, first the water came in and left just like that. See, one thing about my people, we got pride. See, we work till we get laid off and not fired. GM go bankrupt, we out of work. Now the driver's single father in Detroit straight berserk. When you can't feed your family and kids, what's the solution? Only one word for that, a revolution. Yeah. Now Chi-Town looking like a war zone, like they written the Afghan and bought the war home. When all the penitentiaries back just like the club, man, it's supposed to be the land of the free, at least it was. 99% of the country, they in debt. $1 trillion deficit, that's a definite. Got two words for that, that's just two. Can't fix in one term with Bush up in two. Yeah. What? Yeah. It's for every ghetto in the world. Every little boy, little girl. I don't know you, but I feel your pain. So for real, I'm a candy rain. We waiting on a savior, maybe Barack. Cop a new drop head, it's missing the top. It's us against the world, we plan to win. We done it again.
Outside of the word, man, what were some of your thoughts, man? You were just sitting around, man, because you really support, you've been supporting the president from day one.
Yeah, yeah, I was a firm believer in the beginning. I mean, you know, we just, you hear all the talk, you hear all the bickering, and, you know, I get it, you know what I mean? So, you know,
so did you get mad when you watched the debate, man, and saw how Mitt Romney was just talking condescending
to
the president?
Yeah, I didn't like
man,
the way he was walking up on our commander in chief, man. You know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? He's still the president of the United States. I just felt like, you know, he just he didn't give him his space. You know, he's a grown man,
that's
so
right.
To speak. And, I mean, you know, I kind of felt the way about the first debate. You know, I was kind of like, uh-oh. But then, you know, Joe Biden came back in and let him know what it was.
Right.
And I even felt like that about, you know, about Mitt Romney's his running mate. It's like he was
Paul
programmed.
Ryan.
Yeah, like
mm-hmm.
He was, it was just fake. It wasn't real. Like, you know, when you look at Joe Biden and you go, you know, Joe Biden was a dude that looked at Barack and shook his hand and told him on the mic, this is a big effing deal. Like, that's real.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with you all the way through and through. So I just feel like, you know, this is it, man. This is what we need. You know what I'm saying? We got 4 more years. We're going to get it in, baby.
So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to challenge you right here on
okay,
the air.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Now, listen to this. In 2 years.
Okay.
In 2 years, me, you, Senator Nina Turner.
Okay.
Bishop Curry down there in Miami.
Believe that.
We got to get some more souls to the polls because that's the midterm election.
Believe
and
that.
What people don't understand, the president never would have been in this predicament to begin with had we voted in the midterm election.
Believe that.
Had we voted in the midterm election, Ohio would not have had a Republican governor. Florida wouldn't have had a Republican governor to change the voting laws.
Believe that.
So when you don't go out and vote midterm election, you make it harder for the
that's
election
right. Y'all hear
because
that, right?
Now you got people that have the power
that's right.
To stop you from voting and cut down your early voting days and everything
yeah.
That you're trying to accomplish. So now that we got this man in office, okay, now that we got him in office, it is our duty, our civic duty, and our responsibility to go out and vote during the midterm election against the Tea Party. This midterm election coming up in 2 years is just as important.
Yes, it is.
It's just as important as the election because if you don't go out and do it, what's the purpose of this election?
Believe that.
If you don't set him up to win.
Oh, he said that last night. You know what I'm saying? He said it don't stop right here.
Right.
He got a lot of work to do.
A whole lot of work to do.
A whole lot of work.
But he's working with a Congress that's obstructionist. and they're not gonna go against anything he tried to do. We got to get them out of office in 2 years.
Believe that.
So I just want everybody to know to get on board and get ready. In 2 years, we're gonna treat that midterm election just like it is a presidential election, and you got to go and stand back in those lines and vote again and get those Secretary of State out of office that tried to take away your rights to vote to begin with.
Believe that.
There it is. It's so appropriate to have you here today, Jeezy, because we really value your opinion, the way you look at things, the way you just look at life. So I'm going to step out there and create something that I want to call What Would Jeezy Do?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get some T-shirts made.
What Would Jeezy Do?
What Would Jeezy Do?
And we want to cut it out. We'll discuss the money later.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I got to cut me in on
you that. You at a red light and you hungry, right?
Okay.
It's a Church's, a Popeye's, and a KFC.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
What would Jeezy do?
Popeye's, man. 2-piece biscuit. You know what I'm saying? Orange soda.
Yeah.
All the way, baby. All
right.
Maybe even a margarita cheesecake. You know what I'm saying?
All right. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's at the club. You got to bag one Snooki Octomom.
What would Jeezy do?
Jeezy wouldn't do anything in that situation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what he's not gonna do.
Right. Okay. Don't do that.
Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
Okay. So you got Skittles, Nihilators, Jolly Ranchers.
1, 2, 3.
What would Jeezy do?
You know I'm a Skittles dude myself. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You got one, Gary?
Yeah, I got one. Okay, Jeezy. Now you're in the shower and you just bathed up yourself or whatever, you have to pee. Would you pee in the shower or would you walk out of the shower?
1, 2, 3.
What would Jeezy do?
Man, my shower cost too much for that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to step out and handle my business.
Really?
Jeezy, you mean to tell me you're going to track water all the way across the bathroom floor?
You know, you got to see my bathroom for one. And that's the same thing my grandma used to go upside my head about. So I'm cool on that.
You know Alicia Keys peed in the shower and so did Kerry Hilson?
I mean, you know that. It's each his own. And she might enjoy that, you know what I mean?
So
you in the club and there's 2 chicks left.
Uh-oh.
And you want to take one of them home.
Okay.
Well, one of them ain't got no arms and the other one ain't got no legs. Which one would you take? 1, 2, 3.
What would Jeezy do?
Man.
You take both of them?
Nah.
You either gonna roll up one or kick it with the other.
I'm gonna take that bottle of Ciroc I got with me.
Jeezy, come on now. You can't leave them up in there.
No arms, no legs. What I'm gonna do?
One of them ain't got no arms and the other one ain't got no.
I'll take the one without no arms then. I'm gonna make it work that out.
You know, so we're gonna
She still got some lips.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
This week